They say that communication is the number one factor in building a relationship, and still, to this day, I'm unable to tell you everything. I want you to have all of me, and I can't bring myself to say it. And tell you how I feel, how I pine for you. The day that you walked into my life was the beginning of me having one. You call and my heart skips a beat, as I realize I'm not really living if you're not in my life. My mind goes blank when your incoming call picture appears. And the ringtone that I have set for you stops my beating heart. My surroundings fade and I fall down the rabbit hole that is you. Your voice instantly soothes my weary heart. Lost in a world that doesn't have you by my side. Your calming tone seduces my mind. I ask so many questions about your day so I can hear you speak. Imagining you on my couch. Getting lost in your stunning eyes. The eyes that see right through me. Watching your fingers fiddle. Wondering if it's my body that you want to fiddle with. I tug at my pant leg, trying to contain my exploding heart as the delicate dance of words on your tongue sing to me. A song of passion and a tango of body language. I can't tell if you're leading or if I'm falling behind. My lip, purple and calloused from biting down so hard, trying to keep a steady breath, willing my body to not straddle you, to see if I can make your breath shallow. Reading your goosebumps like Braille for a message to stop or continue. How I want to move your hands from your lap and wrap them around my waist. Silently. Listening. And speaking only in the Morse of batting eyelashes and warmth. To say, can't you see what you do to me? See me right now. And how I long to be yours. To guide your hands up my back, urging you to unhook my bra. To have it fall in your lap. The pin drop that silences our world. Only then can I settle my spread, shaking legs. Letting my knees fall on either side of your hips. Locking you in place to let you know you are not going anywhere. Not now. I'd shiver as your fingertips cascaded down my spine. And I would feel the mess I would be becoming in my panties seeping through the fabric onto your crotch. I would instinctually grind into your lap, my body unconsciously wanting to take you in, because that's the effect you have over me. Over my body at all times. You always take care of everyone else. I want to take care of you. Show you how much I adore you. How you deserve to feel every morsel of pleasure. I want to take your head in my hands. Brush over your forehead and watch a wave of calm wash over your mind. Your body, and your heart, the heart that I know so well, the heart that I fell for the moment I locked eyes on you, spellbound by your soul. What I wouldn't give to have you so close. Fixate on your eyes and say, I want to love you, please. Please, may I love you. To wait for your gaze to be disarmed as I run my thumb along your lower lip. Wait for those luscious lips I've longed for to part. To become mine. So I can tango with you. I want to make you quiver beneath me. Have you clawing my back under my shirt, There on your arms, brushing past my sides. Feel your fingertips cascade my nipples round and around. My nails gripping into the back of your neck. I want to lead, to fall behind, to have our shirts fall away as you lay me on my back, to feel the weight of you between my parted legs and over my open heart. I want you to pin my wrists above my head, your nipples grazing mine, hardening for your heat, for the back of your hand to skim down my stomach, to descend into my panties. Feel your nose nuzzling into the back of my neck and hear your muffled reply. Yes. Oh, I would grind up into you instinctually, uncontrollably, desperate when I hear that. Yes. My aching pussy, hungry for your stretch. Your moans are my aphrodisiac, and I want them on my neck. The unrelenting rapture over my body that will break down all of my walls. I want to feel your mouth, and you moan into my skin, your fingers hungrily fondling my folds and feeling my wetness. Be led by your desire and allow my eyes to roll back. Surrender to your touch. I want you to surrender to my love for you. To be loved by you. Louder. Please moan louder. I want to be completely under your weight. Have you grow hard for me so I can glide my lips up and down your quivering cock. Tease your head with my swollen clit. Watch you succumb to my desire to pleasure you. Your moans turning to groans. I tug your lip back into my bite and have you not lose sight of my gaze. I moan back. I need you, please. I need you. My toes to hook onto your waistband, freeing your twitching cock from hesitation. Arching and guiding you inside me. Your complete surrender to my warmth. My wetness. Into me. I want to hear you lose all inhibitions as you spread me. As you stretch me. And you use me for your pleasure. Feel good for me. Feel every clench, every twitch, every pulsating ribbed shake on your cock. So hard for me. So ready to come for you. I want you to let go and only feel my needy pussy. My needy grasp. My needy lips. Only feel me. I'm gonna lock onto your neck, top you from the bottom, and coax the orgasm out of you. Feel you release your mind. Your body and your cum into me. I want to come to the sight of you coming for me. Make you feel what I feel because you deserve it. I wish you could feel the fear I carry around at the thought of you rejecting me. And I wish there was something that you could do to help me let go of it. You have bewitched me body and soul. You own my heart and my lips, and yet they cannot speak a word of this out loud. How I wish that you, my Mr. Darcy, would confess your love for me, and how you would never wish to part from me from this day on. Damn you, Jane. I'm no princess. No baby girl, no kitten, no little slut, no little lady. But the moment that you locked your eyes on me, I became all of those things. Your lady. To love. To feel good for. To claim whenever you were ready to. And when you call and you ask me why I'm so quiet, well, these things I'll never say.